In the beginning, there was Stonehenge, the Great Pyramids, the Sun Dagger, the beginning observing the sun, that is. Such fantastic rock formations built by early civilizations were used to mark the movement of our sun through the sky, and such tools for watching the sun have, of course, evolved over time. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another Sun Earth Day podcast. In the 600s, Galileo changed our view of the sun by looking at it through a telescope, and surprise, he noticed black spots on the surface known as sunspots. That was humankind's first clue that there was activity and constant change on the face of our sun. Now fast forward to the modern space age. We now have satellites that observe the sun in different wavelengths, or they can measure the amount of particles that stream off its surface, or even map the intense magnetic fields the sun produces. And next week on February 6th, about the same time as a Super Bowl kickoff, a new age of solar observation will begin. Two satellites, known collectively as the Stereo satellites, will move into position on opposite sides of the sun. For the first time in human history, we'll be able to observe both sides of the sun simultaneously. We'll be able to track Galileo's sunspots as they move all the way around the sun, or watch the way giant solar flares form. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you more about how Stereo is going to help us track solar weather later on in February. This has been a Sun Earth Day Alert. If you have questions or comments, just join us on Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit us on our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can learn more about the Stereo mission by visiting stereo.gsfc.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.